principle number 4 in the series of the 7 terms for God based on the spiritual development as provided in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. Principle represents structure and system. That is one of the primary topics to be explored in this recording. Another topic to be explored is challenge, particularly an unexpected challenge that may be commonly viewed as unfavorable. Because of its unfavorable possibilities, there may be a temptation to delay facing it or even to totally ignore it, hoping it will go away. For that is the typical influence that a so-called mortal mind would have on a human brain. But just like all of the instructions from the source of a so-called mortal mind, it is the opposite of how it should be handled. Think of it as an opportunity, and the opportunity will be the greatest if the challenge is faced and the solution worked on once its appearance is recognized. The larger the problem appears to be, as well as the greater the unfavorable nature of it could be assessed to be, the greater will be the opportunity for spiritual growth. But that opportunity is at the maximum only if we address it as a number one priority and accept no absolutely unneeded delays in beginning the work on the solution. Dr. Albert Einstein is one of the authors included on the Mary Baker Eddy Institute website. There is a story about him on the internet, which is not included on the website, which says that he was given a hypothetical problem wherein he had 1 hour to solve it. And if he came up with a correct solution, it would have a major impact on humanity. This apparently was presented to him because of his work in 1905, wherein he presented a formula of E equals mc squared, which had to do with mass and the speed of light and relativity. His answer was that he would allocate 90% of the time to figuring out the right question, and the remaining 10% to answer the question. Einstein stated that curiosity has its own reason for existing, and he said, never stop questioning. This quote is on our website for 2 reasons. One is it has a direct application to the system of divine metaphysics, and we use it in prayer treatments consistently. And number 2, anything that can be applied to the system of divine metaphysics applies to our life on a daily basis, because Christian Science is a science of living and utilizing it in everything we do all day long. And Christian Science and the system of divine metaphysics are directly related. Christian Science is the term, and the system of divine metaphysics is how Christian Science operates. Here are a few of the factors that come into play with every unexpected challenge that could be considered unfavorable. Anything unfavorable grows when ignored. When it grows, it will be more difficult to solve, will entail more time and effort, will be a more significant distraction from other activities. If there is any cost involved, in monetary terms, will likely be greater. It may be a catalyst for distraction from activities that are also on a timely schedule, and very easily may create a domino effect, so that everything has to be moved into new time frames. A constant evaluation of priorities is an inherent part of principle, which should be the structure, which includes a good system of our complete schedule of activities for every period of time. Individuals who accomplish things that the vast majority of individuals consider impossible because they don't realize that there is a science, for example, don't appreciate the value of time management. There is a specific science to every activity that exists, whether we realize it or not, and whether or not we do it involuntarily or automatically or not. When piloting a plane, there is a checklist that a wise pilot will follow very specifically, and he does not only commit it to memory, but he looks at it as needed to be sure nothing important is missed. And if someone else is involved in the activity, there is verbal communication with each step that it is done. So there is no assumption whenever there is a required precise procedure. If one constantly focuses on the highest value activities, then by the end of any period of time, they will have completed more good, which means they will have the facility of greater power that they reflect. Mary Baker Eddy states, "The good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable. The system of divine metaphysics includes very specific topics that need to be covered. Sometimes the sequence in which one covers those topics is very important, and the best results in healing will come about when the system is followed according to a proper procedure, when that is required." More details on this are covered in a variety of prayer treatments. Also, on the website that are titled How Christian Science Heals and the topic Heal Everything. Here are some of the factors to consider in conducting any activity, and that includes solving unexpected challenges as well as pursuing productive activities that were planned. The beginning is to have a proper attitude. On page 497 of the textbook of Christian Science entitled Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, six important points or religious tenets of Christian Science are listed. The first one, which is our focus at the moment, states, as adherents of truth, we take the inspired word of the Bible as our sufficient guide to eternal life. Looking to the Bible to begin our assessment of how to approach any situation, whether it is part of our planned schedule or an unexpected event, in Genesis 1, it gives us a big clue. Genesis chapter 1 through verse 3 of chapter 2 is a record of the spiritual development of thought, and it's divided into seven parts, which are termed days. D-A-Y-S. Within each one of the 7 days, before it states the development for that day, it states that we must let the development happen. What that apparently means is it's going to happen, but if we want to experience it, we need to let it happen within our own individual consciousness. Christ Jesus, of course, is our example as the best man that ever trod the globe. But he had a difficult time in healing in Galilee. That was where he grew up as a boy and had a trade of being a carpenter up until he started his ministry of healing at the age of 30. So even the greatest man of all time had a very difficult time because they thought of him not as a great messenger of God, as the Son of God, not just a Son of God, but the Son of God, and the greatest way-shower, and the one given the title of Christ. So we're looking at supreme here. He is at the top. At that time, he was so far above everyone else that they had an extremely difficult time relating to him. And that's proven because when he went through the crucifixion, there were only a half a dozen people there. Everyone else just absolutely didn't relate to him. And therefore, they were not faithful. They were traitors because they just didn't understand his importance to humanity. the people of Galilee did not let their consciousness be open to the healing that he was willing to provide them through the function of truth, with a capital T, which is one of the seven primary terms to describe God. Mary Baker Eddy, who is the messenger to our day, who came on the scene in visible form in 1820 and discovered Christian Science in 1866, had a very similar problem in that they did everything possible to separate her from her discovery, and she basically had nothing but traitors to deal with when she left planet Earth in visible form. But fortunately, she gave us the science of the healing of Christ Jesus in written form through the textbook and 16 other wonderful publications. And many of her words were also related in unpublished writings, but published by others who saw the value of having them available for that period and all times in the future. Mary Baker Eddy states that we may not be prepared to learn about God until we are exhausted with all other methods and that they have failed for us. If we want to gain some encouragement that just because other methods have failed does not mean that there is no solution, all we need to do is to thoroughly study the last 101 pages of the final verified edition of the textbook, which was published in 1910, Mary Baker Eddy's final year in visible form on planet Earth, and we can see that there are testimonies from 85 different people who have provided 486 accounts of their healings. So that is an average of 6 or 7 per individual. And they will relate to you that everything that was a problem was healed, and in most cases, the 85 individuals were only looking to heal one item. But because they were so well aligned with truth, as they were studying thoroughly and living what they were studying, that other things were healed automatically. Whether or not we have to be thoroughly exhausted from failure in healing from other sources is an individual experience. We're each working out our own salvation, and the pace of our spiritual advancement is individual. We are not running someone else's race. We are not on someone else's path of spiritual development. We are not on someone else's infinite progression, striving for concrete being. We are on our path of infinite progression, striving for our concrete being. And that greatly simplifies any serious study of Christian Science, because it means we only focus on what we are doing, and we're not concerned with other people's salvation, unless they're depending on us. For example, such as a dependent child. And with that situation, we need to nurture them until they are ready to be on their own. And that is our duty and responsibility to do so. So, discounting that, we need to be focusing on our spiritual development. Mary Baker Eddy indicates that we need to bar our door of consciousness against thieves and murderers, just like we would in our house, by closing the door. It appears that when she describes the word thieves and the word murderers, that she refers symbolically to anything that tries to divert our attention from the spiritual line of thinking that we always want to be following. In addition to being in an atmosphere of spirit, Mary Baker Eddy emphasizes the importance of joy. Wentworth Winslow, one of the most excellent practitioners of Christian Science, sang hymns from the Christian Science hymnal at the beginning of every day. Frederick L. Rawson, another excellent Christian Science practitioner, one of the best, discovered how to heal back in time. He exercised successfully that feat over 500 times. He wrote a book entitled Treatment or Healing by True Prayer, wherein he lists 1,315 different ailments and how to heal each one specifically. He was truly one of the most advanced Christian Scientists ever to exist, next to Mary Baker Eddy. One of the most important factors to keep in mind is, what are we thinking of as substance? That is the foundation of our entire life. Is it spirit or matter? Spirit is flawless, fixed, eternal, and matter is flawed, constantly changing, and temporary belief. Mary Baker Eddy tells how we should deal with this in the Scientific Statement of Being, on page 468 of Science and Health. The second thing we need to think about is, what are we thinking of as mental? In terms of mind, are we thinking of divine mind or a so-called mortal mind? The divine mind is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and omniaction. This is all explained in the definition of God on page 465 and 578, as well as the definition of good, which is on page 578. So-called mortal mind is filled with material limits, imperfect, always competition to be concerned about, finite, all power is belief. It's absent of intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. Its location is confined to one space at a time. And its action is composed of reaction, overaction, underaction, inaction, and out of sync. None of which are a part of the divine mind. Since the divine mind is infinite, that means everything is possible, which is deemed to be impossible when we're dealing with anything besides the one and only omni-divine mind. This concept of possibility, everything being possible with God, is one of the key features that Frederick L. Rawson utilized when he was treating back in time. Mr. Rawson stated that the UK used to teach that there was no time. And this is what he used as part of his understanding to be able to treat back in time. Because time to him was not a limitation. Christian Science practitioners typically overcome the belief of space because they are rarely at the same location as the patient. Do we exercise that same prerogative in our thinking? Christ Jesus says that what we think is the same as doing it. If you accept the words of Christ Jesus, have the number of skeletons in your closet grown? Do you know how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide in mathematics? Are you aware of the 10 digits in mathematics? This is what Mary Baker Eddy states on page 146. Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus's healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. On page 330 is the following. When the 32 planks of the platform is understood, and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated. Now they're enumerated in detail with the complete text from pages 330 to 340. The Mary Baker Eddy Institute prayer treatments teach the system of divine metaphysics. Anyone can learn the system of divine metaphysics, and therefore can experience the same kind of results that are included in the last 101 pages of the textbook, as previously mentioned in this recording. Therefore, should you have any unexpected challenge appear, you have the tools available to approach the solution without delay and prevent it from growing, prevent it from being more difficult. We should welcome any unexpected challenge as an opportunity to grow spiritually at an advanced pace, for that is exactly what happens when we really get serious about our study. We provide the exact steps to take in order to be able to heal anything. Living a life of giving is an extremely important element of healing. When you see someone with a problem, do you walk on the other side of the street to avoid it? Or are you like the Good Samaritan that is enumerated and explained in the Bible? The Good Samaritan lived a life of giving. How much money do you earn? Do you tithe 10%? Which really means giving it to humanity in an intelligent way. Almost every charity, including a church, that you give money to, filters down to where the intended recipient receives less than 5%. 95% is stolen through outright dishonesty, and some of it through lack of efficiency. The majority is through dishonesty. So, giving to those sources is probably not an intelligent thing to do. The more middlemen you cut out of the deal, the more effective your funding will be. And this does not mean just giving money. It means searching for the solution, whatever that may be. You have to have it in your heart that you want to give. Then the door will be open for there to be a channel or many channels where you can exercise your desire to have a life of giving. We have very extensive prayer treatments on this topic, so we will not discuss it further in this recording. Some of the links you will want to explore thoroughly on the website are ones that are entitled How Christian Science Heals, and that includes both Mary Baker Eddy and Christ Jesus, another one entitled Heal Everything, another one Divine Metaphysics, another one System Platform. There's a link entitled Daily Thought, which is usually about one paragraph that you can focus on for the day when you have a spare 1 or 2 minutes, so that you can keep your thought in alignment with something that is a high quality statement of divine metaphysics. Monday through Friday, we have a brand new topic that is a focus, and that is on the home page of the website. So generally, every single day, there is a brand new home page. And there is a link that says Topics Daily. And if you click that, you will see them both in alphabetical form and chronological form by reverse date, so that the most current will always be on top. Most people have no idea that Christ Jesus only gave us one prayer. But that is true. The Lord's Prayer. Mary Baker Eddy provides the spiritual sense of the Lord's Prayer on page 16 and 17 of the textbook. Anyone who has studied the Bible is aware that there are 10 commandments. They're also aware that there are Beatitudes, which are from Christ Jesus. There is hardly anyone walking on planet Earth that is aware that the 7 terms for God, which are in the definition of God, which are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and the 10 commandments, and the Beatitudes, and the Lord's Prayer, and the 7 days of creation, all 5 are in exact alignment. We have that all displayed on one page under recommended links entitled Compare Days of Creation, Commandments, Beatitudes, Lord's Prayer, for the 7 terms for God. The recommended links include 7 specific treatments by Mary Baker Eddy entitled Diapason of Heaven for 7 terms for God, which are short treatments, a paragraph, most of them, which she suggests that we learn and repeat often. A number of the authors that have been mentioned in this recording so far are listed with their pictures, and direct links to their index page are also included on the page of recommended links. The 4 operators of the system of divine metaphysics are the terms Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. The 7 terms for God and the 4 operators must be utilized together, just like the 10 digits of mathematics and the 4 operators of add, subtract, multiply, and divide must be utilized together in order to be able to use mathematics. The website provides a complete section on each of the seven terms for God. One of the valuable resources included in those seven sections is a book entitled Your Divinity Revealed by Helen Wright, the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. That book includes 13 chapters, and seven of them are devoted to each of the seven terms for God. Equally important to understanding the system of divine metaphysics is understanding the elements of evil and its operators. Treatments cover this in detail as well. One of the authors listed on that page is Albert Einstein. His statements about Mary Baker Eddy and Christian Science and the textbook Science and Health include the following. Science without religion is lame. Religion without science is blind. And of course, as you know, the title of Christian Science tells you that it includes both science and religion. He also said, "Blessed art thou, because everything that really is in this book. Every one of Christ Jesus' parables have been analyzed in detail, viewed from a translation via Christian Science and the system of divine metaphysics." Mary Baker Eddy prayed three times a day, specifically for the benefit of all humanity. She also prayed every hour to be sure that she was not thinking anything other than perfection about anyone or anything. She said when she did this, it enabled her to heal any problem whatsoever instantaneously. Do you want to go through that effort in order to bring those kind of results? The prayer treatments teach you everything about what is required to bring forth the results that you seek. Three very significant things to keep in the forefront of your thought are those three introductory quotes to the textbook, which are on the page immediately following the title to the book. One, words of Jesus, recorded in the Gospel of John. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Two, there is nothing, either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. 3. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere, living our prayer is praying without ceasing. God hears our prayer by us abiding by God's laws. God hearing our prayers means that we have our life, the way we are living our life, is in alignment with the laws of the universe, which are the laws of God, which is as he specified, as spiritually recognized in the definition of God as provided to us by Mary Baker Eddy. The incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Do we have a material body? John asked that question to Jesus. The answer was no. John asked Jesus, is there a material universe? The answer was very similar. He said, almost everyone believes that there is, but there is not. Most people do not realize that Jesus came back after his ascension and met with John on the island of Patmos and dictated the book of Revelation. Dr. Robert C. Putnam is one of the finest that you will ever find that is an expert on the Bible. He was taught by Bliss Knapp. Bliss Knapp was under the tutelage of Mary Baker Eddy since he was a young boy, 7 or 8 years old, devoted his life to Christian Science, and when he passed in 1958, he had an estate of $400 million, which translated in today's terms at a percentage of 10% per year since 1958. He would be one of the wealthiest men in the world. His estate would have been worth $237 billion. He was not involved in managing his investments. Neither was anyone else. He was led to make specific investments that required no management, and he held them for his entire life. They were made when he was a young man. He focused on God and spreading the gospel of Christ Jesus and teaching Christian Science. You see, he was like Solomon. He sought the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. One of the greatest businessmen who wrote a number of books said that when he was involved in a transaction, he never thought about the profit that would be gained from it. And he stated that if he had, he was sure it would be a failure. The title to that book is The Art of the Deal. Focusing on the money or the profit potential of a transaction is tantamount to focusing on the problem and it being healed when you desire to have a healing. As has already been cited within this recording, the statement by Jesus in Matthew 6 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." One must get a thought of the problem out of the way. Because if one is going to focus on the problem, or things such as, when is this going to be over? Or why am I not healed? And I'm looking at it every day and I don't see any improvement. This is the opposite of what one should be doing. One has to have the thought always focused on learning more about God and man, and the relationship between God and man, and not a material aspect of your own particular situation. You must get your thought off of it. And the way to do that is to have your thought on other things. And those other things are what Jesus tells us to do. If you need more confidence, read those last 101 pages, as has been suggested. If you don't get confidence from reading that 101 pages, 486 healings by 85 people of almost anything you can imagine that could be a problem, then you are not hungry enough for the healing. Because hunger for the healing is directly translated to equal focusing on not the problem, but on learning about God and man and the relationship between God and man, as has just been stated. As hard as that may appear to understand, that is the way to have a solution. And the other thing that has already been suggested is to focus on living a life of giving. You cannot live a life of giving if you are thinking about me, me, me. Because thinking about a life of giving is focusing on you, 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 meaning someone else. If you see someone that has something wonderful in their life, be grateful for them. And when you give, be sure to do it anonymously as much as possible, because you don't want to be giving to feed an ego of yourself. You want to be giving to meet the need of someone else. Not your need, their need. No one that has a heart of giving can ever lack anything. And that means a healing for oneself. It's impossible, because you are in an entirely different dimension. You're in a dimension of love, completeness, fulfillment, wholeness. Whether you like it or not. Whether you realize it or not. Whether you're conscious of it or not. You are in a total atmosphere of love when you are living a life of giving. I am grateful completely for everyone that has contributed to the spiritual growth that I am experiencing on a continuing basis. I'm grateful for everyone in the Old Testament, the New Testament, everyone involved in Christian Science that has made a positive contribution. Christ Jesus has given us such a perfect example of what we should be like. And Mary Baker Eddy, wonderful example of love. She gave us such a wonderful science so that we can all learn how to heal anything that is needed. Man is the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Amen.